Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together. A Prayer for Rest by Emma Dancy. Matthew 11:28 says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." As Labor Day approaches, many of us are thinking about rest. Whether it's the new school year starting up, church ministries kicking off, health issues, busy schedules, planning for big life events, or just the hustle of the regular work week, many of us are eager for a day off. The Lord was intentional with giving a Sabbath in His creation of the world. He modeled rest to us. He also reminds us that He is the one in whom we find rest for our souls. How do you need rest today? Is it physical, emotional, or spiritual? All three? The Lord is more than able to handle our weariness. Today, as we come to Him in prayer, may we be reminded that He cares about us and desires for us to have strength from Him. We are human and we do need rest. Let's pray. Father, we are weary. We have labored and are heavy laden. We come to You today knowing that You will give us rest. Please give us rest in You. Our troubles, busyness, and hard work weigh us down. We are asking You to meet us in our weaknesses. Thank You that all we have to do is come to You, and You promise that You will give us rest. We know that this does not always mean we will have immediate peace or renewal, but it does mean that You will offer it to us and give us spiritual help in this hard life. You say in Psalm 91, verse 1, "Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty." God, help me to slow down and stop long enough to dwell with You. Help me to be in Your shelter and find rest in the shadow of Your wing. Where I am antsy and scattered, create a sense of peace and stillness. Where I am overwhelmed and discouraged, provide encouragement and hope. Help me to think on all the ways that You have been so good. Help me to return to rest for my soul because You have been so good. When it is time to work and be active, give me strength to not labor in vain or in my own strength. Remind me to work from a place of rest. May my time and stillness reset my heart and mind to focus on You. God, You give sleep to Your loved ones. I pray for physical rest for my body and mind. I can become weary and burnt out if I do not take care of myself. Help me to sleep and rest so that I can be most effective for You when I'm awake. Thank You that You care for my emotional well-being. Please help my emotions to settle in Your presence. Give me rest and peace where I have had panic and worry. Still my heart and mind to think on things of You and not the things of this world. Help me to be still before You and wait patiently for You. Although my mind might be filled with concerns and checklists, remove the chaos and give me focus on You. God, it says in Psalm 23, verse 2, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul." In any area where You need to make me lie down, help me to humble myself and depend on You. Give me the desire to rest in Your pastures and be by Your quiet waters. You are the one who restores my soul. Where I am spiritually drained from evangelism, serving, or walking the narrow path, please breathe new life into the dry bones. Give me a sense of newfound strength and joy in following you. Help me to be sensitive to your leading, to your yes and your no. Guide me each morning by your word and hold me each night as I fall asleep. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dedicating time each day to spend feeding our minds and our hearts the truth of God's Word is immensely helpful in our growth as followers of Christ. I'm John Stonge, and each day I host a show called Daily Devotions with Pastor John. On the show, I spend just a few minutes taking an applicational look at one or two verses of Scripture before coming to the Lord in prayer. If you'd like to make a habit of spending more time meditating on the truth of God's Word, you can listen to Daily Devotions with Pastor John at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.